Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Neuralo Capacity Building Session. On today, Thursday, the fourth Neuralo Capacity Building Session, on Thursday, the 18th of October, 2012, please remember to state your name before speaking and to speak at a reasonable pace.
This is Darlene Thompson. Could we have everybody state their name so that we can take a roll call, please? Okay, you people way down there. Eduardo.
Eduardo Diaz, I saw Puerto Rico.
Augie Mitev with the I saw Colorado.
Gordon Chilcott with Greater Toronto Area Linux Users Group.
Alan Skuse, PCNA.
Randy Glass, America at Large.
Gareth Sherman, Telecommunities Canada.
Garth Bruin, Neuralo Chair and New John.
Heidi Ulrich, ICANN Staff.
Gisela Gruber, ICANN Staff.
Matt Ashtiani, ICANN Staff.
David Antelet Singh, Trinidad and Tobago Computer Society.
Annalisa Roger, San Francisco Bay Internet Society.
Thank you very much and welcome. This is Garth Bruin. This is part two of our communication strategy discussion. Yesterday was about internal communications. Today is about outfacing and web communications. And as many of you know, one of the first things I encountered when preparing for this meeting was the somewhat the difficulty in getting to the application to become an ALS, and then beyond that, the sort of non Web 2.0 version of the application. And if we're going to be the body, the community body to the internet body, we should have an online form. If you can bring up the dummy form that I created, just scroll down a little bit. Now, what I found when trying to get to the form, because it had been a few years since I actually did it myself, was that it was 7 clicks to get to the form. And that each link to the form actually changed title along the way. So what the form was called was easily lost. So what I said was, okay, let's just, first step, let's put it right up front, okay? As soon as somebody goes there, they see it. The second issue was the form itself, because it was a Word document. And the instructions were to fill out the Word document and then email it to staff. And, we're trying to get people engaged within the community who are obviously very busy with other things. So, and in filling out any kind of paperwork, it's very easy to kind of, get overwhelmed and put it aside and say, I'll do this tomorrow. And tomorrow can be any day. It can be any day and it can be no day. So Glenn and I had a discussion about this, and we both thought that an interest form, a very, very simple, straightforward interest form, would be better, and that this interest form would capture all the header information that is in the actual application, and that what would happen is that instead of the applicant emailing the form to staff, the data from this form would be captured, emailed to staff, and then to us. And then somebody from our region, most likely myself, but anybody could be, part of this process, would contact the person by phone and give them just a quick interview and help them walk through the final process of submitting the form. So, we make that connection immediately. And then they actually identify this community, this Neuralo community, with a person. And not just some phantom bureaucracy within ICANN, and they're waiting and waiting and waiting to hear back, and sometimes they don't hear back. Am I being facetious?
No.
Okay. You're thinking about something else? Okay. All right. Heidi reacted to what I said immediately, and I just wanted to find out why. But in my particular case, when I submitted my application, it seemed to take a while, and so I started asking people, and I was informed that apparently my application had been lost. So we want to make sure that that does not happen going forward. So, I mean, in terms of the, you know, the rigor of the due diligence, you know, and the seriousness of it, I'm not actually looking to change the actual process or the actual application. I'm just looking to, you know, have steps that carry it through efficiently. Yes, Gordon, you have a point.
Actually, I have a question, Garth. It's Gordon Chilcott for the record. This first contact, which I think is probably a rather good idea to have somebody call. Do you have in mind calling yourself or having Darlene call or having someone who lives close to the applicant call?
I think that that's an excellent point. I mean, definitely if we can have somebody who, you know, understands the community, is better affiliated with the person, and maybe even they could even meet, you know, in person at some point, that would be fantastic. I mean, especially if it is in, you know, a French or a Spanish-speaking region, we would want somebody who speaks French or Spanish to talk to the person. And so, I mean, this is something that we're going to have to think about. I mean, you know, if it has to be me each time, I'm certainly willing to do it. I will make the time to do it to make sure that these people are engaged. But anybody who wants to be part of this process can be, and we'll keep that in mind. So in terms of the process going forward, like I said, apparently it takes a little bit of time. Heidi, what is the stated process time?
This is Heidi. I'm just going to go from my memory. Maybe Matt can just put the link in to that document that shows the timeline. It's 9 weeks overall from the time that we receive an application. Again, the steps are due diligence from staff. Then that due diligence is sent to Naralo, to the region. The regional advice is requested. It comes back to us. The ALAC vote on that, yes or no. And then that organization is either brought in as an accredited ALS or suggested on why it has not been accepted.
Thank you. This is Garth again. Now, I have, there are two things that I want to address in terms of that process timing. The first is that I want to make sure that if it's stated that it takes 9 weeks, that it does not take more than 9 weeks. That's number one. And that we have a way of being able to be alerted if it's approaching, you know, a deadline and the benchmarks are not being met, that we can move forward. The second one is maybe we can try and find ways to shorten that time span. Dev, do you have something?
Thank you. David Antilutzen speaking. Two observations. One, as part of the, since it's the ALAC responsibility to accredit any at-large structure, as part of the monthly call, there's a review of ALS applications across all regions. So that's kind of like the monthly check, I suppose, to say, okay, advice is still pending, you know, so the reminder could go out, hey, we haven't seen advice or whatever. So that's one thing. Second thing, I like what you did here with this, fill out the interest form. That's a good idea, I think, actually. And you could stay in communication with that ALS during the process so they're not just ignored. That's one thing. One final thing. The PDF form, I don't think you're saying you want to change that, right? Because actually what we discovered in Lac Ralu was that the regional, the ALS applications were filled by the region, by the ICANN regional person that in the area that helped, that met the persons and then filled out the form with them and helped them fill out the form. So just an observation there.
Thank you. Gordon, quickly.
This is Gordon Chilcott again for the record. Speaking from a bit of experience, one of the things that we found kind of comforting when we made our application was the fact that we were kind of given the ad hoc status reports by the contact. this is a long process that goes through many stages. It's probably not a bad idea to let the applicant know where things are.
Thank you. Excellent point. I mean, I've discovered there is a status update page. I mean, I don't know if it shows all the discrete steps in the application process, but it does show that the application is in process. Okay. Yeah, we're looking at it right now. Okay. I did notice, and this is interesting, when I used one of the sorting functions on this list to see the status, and if I picked application pending or something like that, or approval pending, one of the applications that came up was the Toronto Area Linux Group. And I'm thinking, okay, no, they're already a member. Why is it coming up in the search like that? But I'll send that one to staff. Don't worry about it. The final item I have on this particular agenda for the application, and I don't know, I wish Alan was here, if this requires any kind of changes to our procedures, because we have to change the procedures, we should do it. But I would like to see a probationary membership for applicants, because when we deal with unaffiliated at-large members, they sign up, they get on the emailing list, and then they start participating, okay? And then we're making full-blown ALS applicants wait 9 weeks. Can we just get the person engaged immediately? And then, you know, if for some reason they are bounced for whatever, we cut them off, or we have them resubmit and correct whatever mistake they made. But get them engaged, because they want to be engaged. Don't say, come and join us, and then make them wait. Okay? So, I mean, just informally, if anybody is opposed to having this probationary membership, please say so. And then I will talk to Alan about the specifics of actually doing that, if we need to change the procedures. Maybe, Darlene, do you have any idea if we have to change the procedures to do that? Okay. All right. So until I talk to Alan, I'll leave it at that. And now we will go over to Matt, who's going to discuss some wiki training. Matt.
Hi. I'm just thinking.
So if I could, this is Heidi. What we're going to do is take you through a very brief view of the wiki pages. We're going to start with the dashboard. This is going to be doing a screen share, so you'll see. So when you log in, I'm going to hand it over to Matt, but this is just how we've designed this. And Cheryl and I actually designed this a couple of years ago when we switched from Social Text over to Confluence. So I'm going to lead. It's simple. We just have a few minutes. I'm really delighted that we're going to be taking some time to show you this. So I'm going to hand it over to Matt with my interventions at times, too.
Welcome to interventions. So this is the main this is Matt Asciani, for the record. This is the main dashboard for at-large. On the left-hand side, you have columns with various spaces that are organized by subspaces related to the ALAC, subspaces generally related to at-large, and then the RALOs, including Neuralo. What you see on the right-hand side are the most recent updates, changes, comments, uploads, basically everything that you would want to see the most recent changes. Within this space, some of the main pages are the at-large policy development page. This is a page that I maintain that... I'm sure I'm talking too fast... this is a page that I maintain, which is basically the source document for all of the ALAC statements. On here, you can see what is open, what has closed recently, as well as the status. So if you're wondering what is happening in terms of policy, this is the place where you can figure all of that out.
Matt.
Okay, so let's do one closed one. That's not actually. So this is the at-large SSAC report on dotless domains. what I usually put on the pages is exactly what's available on the PD page, so you know when it opens, when it closes, the purpose of it, any background information that was released. We have the final statement, as well as the first draft, second draft, whatever, how many ever drafts it took to reach a final conclusion. So it's also a historical website for you to see the development of the statement.
And this is Heidi. And this, when you receive on the ALAC announce, or when the Secretariat sends these onto the Naralo discuss list, that these workspaces, we create them for each of the open public comments topics. And when the ALAC decides to go ahead and make a statement, they're going to put the draft on each of these pages for the relevant topic. And then that's where you come to make comments. Okay, and then the pen holder for that particular statement will read and then consider to incorporate your comment. So that's really, this is a key page for policy development within at large.
Yes, and so the other thing is, I'm sure many of you have received the call for comments email that I will send out. The call for comments always directly leads to the PD page related to that specific statement. And for example, here's Julie. Julie Hammer, she was commenting on this. So I hope this is clear. I know I talk very fast, so if anything doesn't make sense, please just stop me. We also have, like I said previously, the Railo workspaces. And Naralo actually has, part of my job is I need to reorganize the wiki. Naralo actually has, in terms of this, if you look at Naralo, it's actually completely organized. So that's a very unique feature. I hope you like it. I hope it's very straightforward. You have the ALSs, any elections that are happening, the brochure, which is also very helpful when you meet someone new. Maybe you don't have the brochure that you can email to them, that you can mail to them, but here you can always email it to them. It is available in all three languages, so we have English, Spanish, and French. All of your meetings. So if you're wondering what's going on, you can actually just go to your Naralo homepage, go down, and you have your calendar of events, which is most likely on your calendar already. But if you want to point anyone to the actual website, this would be a good starting place for the Railo, which I know you said that you wanted to reach out to certain geographic regions and territories that haven't actually been reached out to before. So this is a great way to send them the brochure, send them the calendar without necessarily, you know, shipping something there.
So again, on this main this is Heidi for the record. On this main page, you'll see basic information to the right on the main part of the page. Again, it contains documents like the brochure, etc. Then under announcements and information, you'll see that's updated pretty regularly. So you'll see that right now for October, we have the Naralo Toronto Events workspace in there. We also have under meetings and events, we will have the most current meeting. You'll see, I can't quite make it out, but I'm hoping it's...
it's a European keyboard. I don't know how to make it
okay.
Bigger.
Anyway, so under meetings and events, the first line should be the most current meeting, and then there'll be below that will be the previous meeting, et cetera. There's also the organizing documents, so your bylaws are on this page, easily accessible, a page of the Naralo, who your ALAC representatives are, who your regional leaders are. So this is, again, meant to be your main page.
And again, it even has things like why become an at-large structure. So it's a great source, a great resource for anything that you should need. So that's sort of the general overview. Let me see if I can find the working groups. Sorry, Glenn?
Yeah, can you go back to the previous page that you were at?
Sure.
If you go over there, you'll have to click on the Naralo video project. I just want to show you the drop down on the right, left. Okay, under that, see how it's underneath the video project is the Norello survey? So how do you get it to the next parent level? It's in the child level, which is not in the right place.
If you wanted to move it from there underneath the main Norello page, we would just have to move the actual page. But I believe there was a preset structure that was established. So if you wanted to move it, let's see.
Yeah, because I couldn't move it.
So
it's buried.
Well, yeah, I need to log in, so I don't know necessarily if this is something that everyone can do, but I can do with my own personal login.
What we could also do, we could move that. This is Heidi, for the record. We could also move that to under announcements, so we could really highlight that. And we did that when the survey was on. So throughout the spring, that was under announcements. It was an easy way for people who were coming to that page to locate, to see that there was a survey going on at the time.
Yes, and so if you want it moved, you can always just send it to me and tell me where you would like it. I hope that makes sense.
To just to respond, I couldn't. I didn't have the rights as an administrator to move it, so it just buried.
Yeah, this is Heidi for the record. Yeah, a concern when we were developing this was that if we gave everyone those permissions, that page would rather quickly become completely unrecognizable. So perhaps it's something that the chair and secretary want to discuss on how members request changes to the wiki page. But just in the interest of time, if we could move on quickly to the working group. I just want to show one more thing. So just to the working group, so you know. No, is that the main page?
No.
So again, you can come to this either from the dashboard, as Matt showed you, or you go to the main ALAC page, and on the left side, you'll easily see the working groups. So again, At Large has approximately 15 working groups now. This is the portal to all those working groups. So for example, Dave, who is the chair of two working groups, you'll see, if you can scroll up, you'll see again they go by standing, and the order is standing, and then ad hoc. So you'll see Dave's two working groups, the review group, At Large New GTLD review group, and the technology task force. And again, if you click on that, then you'll come to those working groups' main workspaces. And we've designed them for more or less in a template form, and then the chairs of the working groups are free to change that template. So in interest of time, I'm going to click on the gateway if you go back to the main page. So we designed it. You'll see in purple, that was Cheryl's idea, because purple is for ALAC. So the gateway box right there, links, has workspaces, quick links for wiki pages, workspaces that you should go to very quickly. You'll see that the PD, the policy development, is in there. And other, the executive committee is in there. So if you want to see what the executive committee, you can quickly click on that link. Okay, and also right, just my last point is right underneath that, and that little bit in blue, is you'll see the wiki training guide. You have a hard copy in your yellow brochure, but you also have the online guide in various languages right there.
So I hope that was helpful. If there are any general questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Yeah. In the interest of time, I'm going to close the questions for the moment, and because Randy had specifically requested in advance that that he speak, and then Dev has a few comments about the whole social networking, and I've been dragging Dev to each one of these meetings because I want everybody, you know, to be focused, and I want one effort, and I don't want duplicate efforts. So I'm going to skip over mostly number 5 because it's in the discussions and everything that we're talking about. So we're just going to move on. And within my ICANN. So if Dev, if you just want to give us a quick review of what's going on with social media, thank you.
Thank you, Dave and Antilak Singh speaking. The At-Large social media strategy, in a nutshell, we are going to take content that's typically posted to ALAC Announced, which is meant for all at-large structures, and redistribute over social networks such as Twitter and Facebook. Those were the two low-hanging fruit, so to speak. And so far, we've implemented it by having it update from the Confluence wiki page, so that when somebody just posts to the wiki page, and right now it's only staff. Right now it's only staff that has that ultimate control to actually update to create a blog post on the wiki, and then that then goes out on Twitter and then goes out on Facebook. And so far that it's worked well after some testing and so forth. We've got some comments already. You know, we should link to the YouTube. I think Glenn made some suggestions also regarding other things such as augmented reality. But and again, it's a work in progress. It's not something that stands still. And I guess the thing to ask was, do you think Norralo needs its own social channel? In other words, do you think that you need a separate Facebook page, a separate Twitter page? That's something probably you all could discuss, whether it's needed or not.
All right. Thank you very much, Dev. We really appreciate your input in all of these sessions. Randy asked me in advance to have a moment to speak, and I'm going to turn the microphone over to you.
Hey, thank you. This is Randy with America at Large. Hey, unfortunately, I didn't have like hours and hours to go over what I wanted to approach you with. I promise it'll only take about 7 minutes, 23 seconds at the max, you know. So first things first, I wanted to thank everybody here individually for what we're doing here. You know, Eduardo, you know, thank you for always being the one to volunteer so that I don't have to. I always appreciate that. And Annalisa, you know, of course, best of luck with your Dot Green and the nonprofits that go with that. And Gordon, you know, you bring a wealth of experience to the organization. Seth, who I guess is still on Hawaii time, it's about 2 o'clock in the morning for him. We kind of joined at the same time, as most of you all know, right at the beginning, and his wealth of knowledge as an intellectual property attorney is something that is invaluable, I think, to this group. That's an individual that I don't think can be replaced by somebody else. And Louis, again, with the wealth of knowledge that you bring to the organization. Joan, for being here also, is really special, and of course enjoyed the heck out of lunch yesterday. You know, I love Korean food. And Monique always brightens the place up, you know. Gareth, of course, is the trooper, you know, always striving to move forward. I just try to keep up with him half the time. And Dana, who also is not here, I think he's on Hawaiian time too. He's new to the organization, but I think overall he's, you know, one of the things that he mentioned is, I have no idea what you guys are talking about. But, you know, he's trying and he's learning very quick. He's really moving with the game pretty much. And Ogie just came in here, right? And if you need any help, feel free to always yell out and ask. This is a room full of very helpful people. Of course, Garth, you know, I can imagine the amount of work that you put into this. I wouldn't have wished that on my worst enemy. So, we appreciate your leadership in this and being able to pull it through, relatively seamlessly. Glenn, of course, the same level of commitment and dedication and hard work. Again, I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. The work that you put into this and the dedication is just something that can't be replaced. Darlene, also for the incredible leadership that you offer, and for actually threatening me to get me here. fire and brimstone will come down on you. But I do appreciate it. You know, everybody needs a little kick in the butt every now and then. And Olivier, of course, who's always seems very supportive of us and everything that we do. This is in no particular order, by the way. Of course, our ICANN staff, who, of course, we can't do it without you. It's impossible. We really appreciate it. And Evan, of course, who puts in dedication, time, and effort. I always trust in his direction and the things that he says. And, of course, you know, every now and then we got to tap him on the head and say, hey, come back, you know, come back to reality. Come on. So, Murray also recently joined us, so, you know, we need to make sure he's staying up with the game. Alan, of course, you know, always here with the dedication. And I love the hat. I've got to get one of those hats. And, of course, the other Alan, the Greenberg, who's been with us since forever. Again, always taking the time and the dedication. Again, something that cannot be replaced. We've also got Peter that kind of is in the same boat, kind of new, trying to come in with us. So let's help him along in getting everything. We've also got Thomas, who's hopefully going to be our new ALS coming in very shortly with the .NYC group. And, of course, Dev, who's got his dedication with the social media and everything going. Of course, not to leave out our hosts, who we absolutely cannot have done this without. There was some talk about last night. I would love to seen that budget for what we did last night. I would love to get a copy of that just to see it. Any bets on how much that cost? The gala last night? Jesus. All right. Our interpreters, of course, you know, a very valuable service. And, of course, any others who I'm forgetting, I just want to throw that out there. Tech support, and as the tech support guru myself, I'm sorry for leaving you guys out. You know, we always get left out, you know. Who's that guy in the corner? I don't know. I've got a problem. Call him. You know, yeah. The photocopier won't work. Yeah, I'm not the photocopier guy. Well, you got to make it work. All right. I'm not done yet, though, but I do want to really show my appreciation for everybody and everything that we do. Online participants, I hope you're all comfortable. and, of course... and did not have to get dressed. I envy you, and but still, yet any participation, of course, is ultimately valuable. Anyone else? Did I leave anyone else? So let me move along, though, for what I really have to say. And what we do, there's a Buddhist word, a term in English, and it's selflessness. And I don't know if many people are familiar with this term. We think of it as the opposite of being selfish, but it's really not. What it really means is the absence of oneself. You know, we're not considering ourselves in the equation. And I think it's important to realize moving forward that it is not the people here that we're... It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not... about who sits in the chair. It's not who is the secretariat. It's that somebody has to fill that position. Somebody has to do this. And we have to do this, basically, for the future. If we're not going to do it, who's going to do it? You know? And I trust in this organization, this group of people that we're here, that we're able to carry that forward. And the reason I always get involved with things is that, well, I don't trust somebody else to necessarily do it, you know, but I do trust in the people here, and that we'll be able to carry things on with good ethics and morals and move forward with that. So moving forward, though, one thing about ICANN is that ICANN speak to people that have been in the IT industry their entire lives, that are deeply involved, yet they've never heard of ICANN. And I like that. I really like that a whole lot. And the main reason is because there is no predetermined thought process on it. You know, you mentioned McDonald's. Somebody has a predetermined thought process on what McDonald's is, basically a brand. But ICANN, I don't think that really exists yet. And I think that's actually the value of having the organizational structure that we have, is that there is not a predetermined thought on it. You know, who is ICANN? And then you can go in and explain basically your view of what it is and what it is. And their eyes glaze over very quickly, you know. But the important part of that is once ICANN becomes known by the household individuals, there becomes basically a perception. And I think that's something that we need to be cautious of moving forward. How's my time? Right. Okay. One last thing. So on that note, though, the importance of what we are doing here, I just cannot overstate. It's incredibly important. And that's why the selflessness that I'm talking about, it's not about us. It's about the future. And I will leave it at that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You didn't get to get thanked in any of that. So thank you, Randy, for bringing your humor and your alternate American accent, which is always nice to hear. And the fact that you will preface a lot of your comments with "the bylaws say" is great. And I think to myself, we have bylaws? But that was wonderful. And you said everything, so I don't have to say it. This is great. Saving me time. Now, it's very easy to walk away from these meetings and think to yourself, something's happening, and be really excited. And then a week goes by, a few months go by, and you think to yourself, nothing's happening. Things only happen because you make them happen. And if something's not happening, got to look in the mirror. Okay? And that's how we stay engaged as a community. And you think to yourself, if you're depending on an organization and waiting for them to do the right thing, they never will. And you have to do it. And you have to find a way to do it. And you have to talk to the other people in the community so you can get it done. So, not to cut too much into AP Rallo's time, I have some lovely certificates here for you. And I just want to shake your hand one at a time. Eduardo Diaz. Annalisa Roger. 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 Darlene Thompson. Randy Glass. Monique Chatron. Gordon Chilcott. Lue U. Yes. Alan Skuse. Gareth Sherman, and I'm going to walk halfway. going to meet you halfway because that's what we do here. Joan Kier. And of course, the ubiquitous and omnipresent Glenn Knight. Glenn McKnight, sorry. And our newest member, Ogie. Thank you all for a, you forgot the most important part. Thank you all for a great, great, great week. Hopefully the beginning of a bright new future. And Darlene has something. Yes.
Darlene has a way to thank Garth. We all sign this. And thank you to our fearless leader. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Just keep doing the great work. And I'm going to leave it at that because this is the end of the meeting, but this truly never ends. Thank you.
This is Heidi. Could we do a quick group photo? Because this is very rare that we're all together.